A very good afternoon and welcome to the Eurovision Showcase right here on Forest FM. I'm your host, Kieran Aritasiot. Today is Sunday, the 2nd of December. It's just gone 5 o'clock and it's time to celebrate the Eurovision Song Contest.
Hello, this is Brendan Murray from Ireland.
Hello, this is Lucy Jones from the UK.
Hello, this is Ieva Zasmauskaitė from Lithuania. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
A powerful song and message there. That was the debut entry of Bosnia Herzegovina at the Eurovision Song Contest back in 1993. That is Svalabol Svieta, which means all the world's pain, all the pain in the world. And that song was the 18th performed on the night of the 93 contest. And after the vote was tallied, it was completely underestimated, having received 27 points, with 112 points coming from Turkey, and it placed 16th in a field of 25. So people were thinking that Bosnia weren't going to have particularly a good chance in the 93 contest, but the song title, All the Pain in the World, refers to the suffering of the Bosnian War, which was going on at that time, and the awful scenes that we saw back in Yugoslavia in 1993, obviously. So, a very sad time, but one with a very strong message and a And I think it's a great, powerful song. I love it. I always have to. So I hope you enjoyed it too. So yes, welcome to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. I'm your host, Kieran Aritutted. Back to normal now. I hope you enjoyed last week's ESC Jukebox edition of the show. Continuous music all the way throughout the hour. So I do hope you enjoyed it. If you did miss it, then don't panic. Head to our Facebook page, which is called the Eurovision Showcase, or follow us on Twitter at ESC Showcase, and you can find the links to listen back to the show. Right. If you want a request or a dedication as well, you can send us a message via those two links at Facebook and Twitter. And of course, you can email us, escshowcase@gmail.com. We have a request a little later on from Robert Wallstrom, and I will keep you updated with the latest goings on in the world of the Eurovision Song Contest. And my goodness me, has it been a bumper week this week? Oh, yes. Including news about the United Kingdom's Eurovision selection show, which is going to be taking place next year, of course, to pick our entry to Tel Aviv. So, last Sunday, we had the Junior Eurovision Song Contest. Yes, and it didn't finish until probably halfway through our show, yes, last week. So, let them have that. But we have a winner. Yes, the Junior Eurovision Song Contest took place in Minsk, the capital of Belarus, and Poland won the contest. Congratulations to them. And their singer, Roxana Welgel, I think that's how you pronounce her surname, was internally selected back in September as the Polish representative, and competing with the song, which she was given to sing, and it won with 215 points in the contest, and the song is called Anyone I Want to Be. It's a very, very modern song, and I really like it, and I hope you do too. So this is the winner of the 2018 Junior Eurovision Song Contest from Poland. Polska. Here is Roxana Welgel with Anyone I Want to Be.
Life's never really black or white. pas un seul que je regrette. Des fous rires chaque fois que se croisent nos regards. Des journées à se raconter toutes nos histoires. Et même si le temps passe, tu n'es jamais loin de moi. Ça passe ou ça casse, nous deux c'est bien plus que ça. Jamais sans toi, I'm happy to have you in my life.
The most adorable Junior Eurovision song ever. That is this year's French entry that came second behind Poland, Angelina with Je Mets Sans Toi, which from English, well, French into English means Never Without You. It's a really sweet song. Oh, I love it. Now, we'll play later on the Welsh and the Irish Junior Eurovision songs from this year later on in the show. So I won't give you too much Junior Eurovision until later on. Okay, so the next song, if you could call it a song, comes to us from a comedy sketch, actually, from November of 1969. The legendary comedian Benny Hill, who is just originally from down the road in Eastleigh in Hampshire, near Southampton, is had part of his Benny Hill show in 1969 had the European Song Contest, and it was basically a Mickey take about the Eurovision Song Contest, and Katie Boyle, of course. So I implore any of you to go to YouTube and check out this episode, because it's absolutely hilarious. Now, I want to play the song which was the British entry in this, and you're going to absolutely love this. And it's so darn catchy, it may be stuck in your head for the rest of the evening, so just be aware. Here is the British entry from Benny Hill's European Song Contest. Here is Ting-a-ling-a-loo.
Now if you're feeling miserable, if you're feeling blue, here's a little ditty that'll help to pull you through. All the
clouds will disappear, the grey skies turn to blue. Just stick your finger in your ear and go ting-a-ling-a-loo. Now suppose you got the fell pest, the gout and goose's cough, a severe attack of hiccups, and your kneecaps just dropped off. The surgeon says we'd operate, but the anaesthetic's gone. You just look up and smile at him and say, you carry on. I'll stick me finger in my ear and go ting-a-ling-a-loo. Me finger in my ear and go ting-a-ling-a-loo. I'll be just like Nelson in the Battle of Waterloo. I'll stick me finger in my ear and go ting-a-ling-a-loo. Now in 1439, war raised its ugly head. The bombs, they fell on England, and one fell on my head. But we fought and beat the Germans, 'cause we knew just what to do. We stuck our fingers in our ears and went ting-a-ling-a-loo. Prince Philip said, get your fingers out, and that cut me to the quick. We got our fingers out, but I didn't do the trick. So follow your true leaders with all your might and main. Be like Jenkins, Heath and Wilson and stick 'em back again. Oh, stick your finger in your ear, go ting-a-ling-a-loo. Your finger in your ear, go ting-a-ling-a-loo. Remember what old Gladstone said in 1892. Stick your finger in your ear and go ting-a-ling-a-loo.
Hello, this is Dana from Ireland. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Everything reminds me of you. When I close my eyes, I fall into a dream. Can't you see this world, all people live in peace? The sun is shining in my heart, rainbows in the sky. Spread your wings and fly, fly, fly high. We all are dreamers on our way, in a world where we're not meant to stay. Together we can make it all. The secret is in you. It's love. When I smile inside my heart, I feel so free. All the fears and doubts, they turn into
What an amazing song from Austria in 2011's Eurovision Song Contest. My personal favourite from that year. It was just, to me, simply incredible. Oh my goodness me. So that is, I'm so blown away because I was singing at the top of my voice. Nadine Bellier with The Secret Is Love, coming 18th with 64 points. Now, before we have Rob's random request this week, it's time to focus on our own country, the United Kingdom. Yes. So as British politicians debate the country's future relationship with the European Union, other vital question about the UK's role in Europe is being addressed, and how to choose its Eurovision entrant. Now, the BBC has announced that it will overhaul the selection process for next year. Now, three songs will be performed in two different styles by two different artists, with one act from each pair going through to a final public vote. Last year, Suri came 24th out of 26 and had to deal, obviously, with that horrible and nasty piece of work of a stage invader. So, she was chosen to represent the UK via a combined public and jury vote. Well, this time, an international jury will be choosing the three songs and then give viewers a choice of different ways that they could be performed before the vote to pick the winner. Now, Eurovision You Decide will be screened in February on BBC Two live from Salford, and it will be hosted by Mel Goidrich and Måns Zelmerlöw, who won the contest for Sweden in Vienna in 2015. The eventual victor will represent their nation in the grand final of the Eurovision Song Contest in Tel Aviv, Israel, on my birthday, Saturday the 18th of May. Netta won the event this year for Israel. Yes, and the Eurovision You Decide executive producer Mel Balak said, "Our exciting Eurovision format will give fans a chance to compare and contrast these fantastic songs in a fresh, new way and deliver the United Kingdom the artist it deserves to fly the flag out in Tel Aviv." While the UK has not won the Eurovision since 1997 and has not finished in the top 10 since 2009. Will things change next year in Israel? Let's hope so. Well, it's now time for Rob's random request. Yes, it's that time once again where my husband Rob gets the hat out. Well, the two of the hats. We've got little bits of paper in each of these hats. And one hat has little bits of paper with years on, and the other one has little bits of paper with countries on. And then we take one out of each hat, and then we hope to marriage up some type of random Eurovision song to play on this week's show. So, let's get the first hat out, and let's do the year this time. Okay, thank you, Rob. Ooh, okay, 1975. Now, let's hope we get a country that competed in 1975. No, my luck, it'd probably be Azerbaijan or something. Oh, we can do this. Oh, it's Luxembourg, 1975. Now let's have a quick scroll through and okay. Right, Geraldine represented Luxembourg at the 1975 Eurovision Song Contest with the song Toi, meaning you. And it was performed in French by an Irish singer called Geraldine. The entry had a high pedigree, being penned by three authors and composers who had all had written and composed previous Eurovision winners. Pierre Corr had been partly responsible for the 1960 winner from France, Tompilibi, and Bill Martin and Phil Coulter, who created the 1967 Eurovision winner for the UK, Puppet on a String. Now, this song is a ballad, and Geraldine telling her lover that my life doesn't exist without you, and pledging her undying love to him. And Geraldine recorded the song in two languages, in French and her mother tongue English, the latter as you. Another singer with a familiar name, Geraldine, represented Switzerland in the 1967 contest in Vienna, finishing last with nil point. But as John Kennedy O'Connor's Eurovision Song Contest, The Official History, notes that despite the similarities in the name, the two singers are unique. And this Geraldine later married the song's composer, Phil Coulter. Now, the song was performed fifth on the night following Germany's Joy Fleming. Oh, my goodness me. Ein Kindlein de Brücke sein. I hope I've done that right. And Norway's Ellen Krossian with Touch My Life with Summer. Now, at the close of voting, it had received 64 points, placing fifth out of a field of 19. So let's celebrate Luxembourg 1975. This week's edition of Rob's Random Request. Here is a Geraldine from Ireland representing Luxembourg with the song Toi.
Je suis endormie en écoutant ta voix, en oubliant ma vie au creux de toi, au creux de toi. Je me suis réveillée, j'ai retrouvé ta voix et je savais aimer. Dis-moi pourquoi, dis-moi pourquoi. Toi, tu es mon seul amour, tu es mon existence. Toi, tu m'as donné l'amour, tu m'as donné la chance. Je me paye pour toi de savoir que ma vie n'existe pas sans toi. Puisque tu vas voler mes souvenirs d'enfant. Juste le temps, juste le temps de revoir mes 15 ans, de courir dans les bois et de laisser le vent chanter pour toi, chanter pour toi.
Hi, I'm Niamh Kavanagh, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran.
Even
I'm drained of all emotion. Do you know, I love that song, and I'm seriously not a fan of rock music, but that is just awesome. That is Hungary's Eurovision entry for 2018, and my favourite Hungarian entry for quite a while. AWS with Vislatnaya here on the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. And if I have any Hungarians listening, Jeszcze to each and every one of you. Okay, now it's time to take a look at what's going on in the land of the Eurovision Song Contest. It is now time for your Eurovision Showcase news today on Sunday, the 2nd of December, 2018. The Armenian pop singer Sabuk has been internally selected to represent Armenia at the 2019 Eurovision Song Contest. Yes, Sabuk is an Armenian pop and soul singer. She first rose to fame in 2012 when she came runner-up in the popular show X Factor Armenia. There we go. We will play her recent single called Half Goddess coming up very soon here on the Eurovision Showcase. Not only that, the United Kingdom 2001 entrant Lindsay Dreykus has a brand new single out too. It's called Not Mine. You can download it and listen to it, stream it anywhere you can, where you get your music from, of course. And we will be playing that song very soon. And coming up in the next couple of weeks, we will be having an interview with Lindsay Dreykus, so stand by for that. Now, as many of you may know from the Latvian national selection show, Supernova, Kotmens, who is also known as the Riga Beaver or Adbreak Beaver, is competing as part of the one of 33 acts in the Supernova 2019 in Latvia. On Monday, the Latvian broadcaster LTV released the 33 audition videos for potential semi-finalists for next year's edition, so stay tuned for that. Now, in Sweden, SVT has revealed all 28 artists competing in Melodifestivalen 2019. And there are many returnees and awesome artists coming back. I'll give you a few of those names in just a minute. But that is it for your Eurovision Showcase news. I've been Kieran Tuttis, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. Yes, now I'll give you a rundown of a few of them. So in semi-final ones, just some notable returnees and names, of course. So here's Anna Bergendahl. Yes, Anna has the dubious distinction of being the only Swedish act not to qualify to the Eurovision Grand Final, having missed in 2010. But can Thomas Gierson and Bobby Lundgren and Erik Bonholm and Anna Bergendahl be able to go forth with that song Ashes to Ashes that she's entering? Nano has come back after his debut in 2017 with Hold On, which came second overall. He's got a song called Chasing Rivers or there. And also Victoria is back. Victoria was beaten first in Melody Festival in 2016 and also in 2017. But this year, her song is called Not With Me. Very exciting. Now, semi-final two in Malmö on the 9th of February will feature Andreas Jonsson. This will be his seventh Melody Festival appearance. His best result was in 2007 when he placed second. Oh, hang on a minute. Wasn't that 2006? Yeah, it was 2006. He most recently competed in 2015, but many people remember Andreas Jonsson for his big hits right across the world, and particularly here in the United Kingdom, getting to number one, I believe, Glorious, which we all know and love. Well, certainly I do. Margaret is back. The Polish pop princess, really, made her Melody Festival debut last year with In My Cabana. She has a song called Tempo. That just sounds interesting. Semi-final three is in Leksand on the 16th of February. Dolly Style are back with the song Happy Happy. The bubblegum pop trio Dolly Style have competed in Melody Festival and twice with Hello High and Roller Coaster. Martin Steinmeck is back. He represented Sweden in 2005 with Las Vegas. Yes, less said about that, the better. Not for me, I'm afraid. Jan-Henrik Fahlgren is back. Oh, I can't wait for this. And he's got a song called Norskian. And Jan-Henrik has competed at Melody Festival and twice. 2017, he was placed third with Anina with Ian Valvolia Strindar. And he came second behind Måns Zelmerlöw in 2015. We then go to semi-final four in Linköping on the 23rd of February. Arvingarna. Yes. Oh my goodness me. Represented Sweden in 1993 with Eloise. They've been to Melfest quite a few times since then, but they're there with a song called I Do. Anton Hagman is back from last year in 2017. Oh no, 2017. Oh yes, and last year, of course. Right, and finally, John Ludwig is back. He came third in this year's Melody Festival, and he's got a song called Too Late for Love. And also, Lisa Ajax is back too with a song called Torn. Hopefully, it's not going to be as bad as her 2017 entrant. So that is a little bit of a Melody Festival lineup for you. I hope you enjoyed that. And we'll be back with the music very shortly. As I say, we will have the amazing Lindsay Drakes' brand new single, and of course, the Armenian entrant for next year's Eurovision Song Contest coming up very shortly.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
goddess and left on me wild.
There we are, that's Sabuk with her song called Half a Goddess. Sabuk is going to be representing Armenia at next year's Eurovision Song Contest in Tel Aviv in Israel. Oh, yes. Now, that is ultra-modern, wasn't it? My goodness me. Oh, too much. Right, so let's move swiftly on to Lindsay Dracus. Yes, what an amazing, amazing voice this woman has. I can't wait to play this song. And I've been waiting for this for a couple of weeks, and it's so very exciting. So here we are. Here is Lindsay Dracus, Not Mine. Lindsay Dracus represented the UK in 2000. And one, yes, with No Dream Impossible. And here is Not Mine, her latest single, available to download and stream wherever you get your music from.
I can feel you in my bones, but you won't let me in up close. I can feel you by my side, but you're not right, and you're not mine. I can take you in my arms, but you can't read what's in my songs. I'll just want you out of sight, 'cause you're not right. In these April showers, it can take for hours to tell myself that you're not mine. Let it rain on summer, let it soon.
Just you, call no soul, I know you. God will be able. speak of the new of true religion. I know you. Stop Romeo, stop the whore, stop what it's all. So come to God tonight. Cardi ain't gone to him a hell. Still from this part of my hell. Love is dead, no culture to call no soul.
Sung in Irish Gaelic there, that's Taylor Hines with I Owe You, the Irish entry to this year's Junior Eurovision Song Contest. Ah, yes, what a cheeky, happy song that is. Now, let's hear the song that was the debut entry in this year's Junior Eurovision Song Contest from Wales. Yes, Wales debuted as a standalone independent country in a singing competition, the Junior Eurovision Song Contest, and this was really sweet. A brilliant performance, a beautiful vocal, but sadly this came last with 29 points. Did not deserve it. Here is the adorable Manu, sung in Welsh. Here is Perta.
He would burn time.
And the performance was beautiful. If you didn't see the Junior Eurovision Song Contest, you can rewatch it again at juniereurovision.tv or via the YouTube channel for Junior Eurovision Song Contest. Okay, it's now time to go to a request from Robert Wallström in Sweden, in Gothenburg. Göteborg. Good well to you, Robert, and to your other half, Frederick. Lovely to hear from you both. And a request. Oh, I'm going to play this. This is from the Icelandic National Final in 2012-13. I'm scurrying away to try and find it, and I can't remember. I will find it. Yes, from 2012. Oh, my bad. So... I need a slap. So here we go. This is the Icelandic national final song from 2012. Here is Regina Olsdóttir with the song Hjarta brennur, which means, from Icelandic into English, the heart burns. Here on the Eurovision Showcase, a bit of Icelandic pop here. And I love it. And I hope you do too. Because I know Robert and Fredrik will like it. Yeah.
Sem að gæti einhvern veginn svo trúlega viss með sjálfum þig. Þá eins og vist ég verði feginu, vistu hitta mig. Aranda ertu leginlegur og lætur eins og ég sé ekki til. Stundur einnist okkur varla begur að veita ást og ég. Hjarta bara þig. Og hvenær fæ ég svarið? Ég býð hér og ég get ekki farið. Og nú eins og er, má ég vera hér og býða eftir þér. Hjarta brennur. Þú getur veit mér það, þetta eina sem að ég er að leita að. Þú ert von og þrá, þú ert það sem ég vil fá.
Take
One Step Further, the United Kingdom entry to the 1982 Eurovision Song Contest, randomly hosted in Harrogate in Yorkshire. Yeah, it's very weird. The year after Bucks Fizz, we're making your mind up. Well, that is it for another episode of the Eurovision Song Contest, I want to say, but it is the Eurovision Showcase. I've been your host, Kieran Arytutyot. Thank you very much. I've got to skedaddle now. Get out of here. So, if you would like to get a request in, tweet us at ESC Showcase, like our Facebook page, the Eurovision Showcase, and send us a message there, or send us an email, escshowcase@gmail.com. Arrivederci, au revoir, arrivederci, vislad, dobizegna, and I'll see you soon. Toodaloo!